This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you on this Saturday morning. Greg, he's on assignment. That's all we're going to say about Greg. He's on assignment. But anyway, Noel White has been here with me. We've had a good time this morning. Talked about a little bit of all the stuff that's happening. We had Grant McCauley down in spring training. We talked college basketball with Alabama and Auburn. Basketball, not football, is a big deal today. Of course, we also talked about the NFL and Falcons and what we're looking for now in the coming weeks as we get set for the draft, combine, pro days, and eventually putting them on the field there, right? The rookie mini camp, and we're ready to start it all over again. The guy who's keeping up with all of it as well, he's getting a little downtime too, is Dave Archer from the Falcons Radio Network, joins us now. Dave, good morning.
Sam, good to be with you, man. You bring me back a little too legit to quit. I got Hammer. We got Andre Rison going to walk in through the door. Maybe a little Dion. What you got going on for me? We back in black? What's going on?
Jared Glanville. Come on, man. You can imagine putting that crew back together, huh?
Yeah. We're back in 91, 92. What are we doing?
Yeah, those are some times. Those are some times for this team. Fantastic times. A lot of fun times. And a lot of people are looking forward to more fun times with this football team as they see the potential that's there for this Falcons team. A little aggravated still about the way things finish, but you saw what could be for the future for this team. And now, what are the priorities, Dave, as you reconfigure this roster to pick up kind of where you left off and carry it forward?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, it's really an interesting case study here, Sammy, when you start thinking about what you need to do. Certainly understand the frustrations and the irritation with the fan. This was a year that was supposed to be a year where Atlanta got over the hump, 7-10 seasons for three consecutive seasons. This is supposed to be a team that was going to be playoff bound. It looked like we were headed that way, and then just kind of crash landed mid-season. And so trying to pick up the pieces as you look forward. Certainly, you love the fact that you've got some young stars. I think Penix is going to be an unbelievably good player. I think we already know that Bijan Robinson is a star. I think that we see the emergence of what Drake London can be as a number one receiver. And you love the way the offensive line has continued to really be pretty good and productive. That offense now, top 10 in rushing and throwing the football. That was something you wanted to get back to. That was where you were back in the days of Matt Ryan and Devontae Freeman and Roddy White and Julio Jones. You got back to some of those levels offensively. Defensively, obviously, is where the struggles are. And you've had a couple of defensive coordinators over the last couple of years. Now you've got another guy in Jeff Ulbrich who knows Atlanta, comes back, has learned a lot of stuff over the last few years with a really good defense in New York. But priorities are obviously going to have to fall to the evaluation of the roster. And Terry and Raheem and the staff have a big job in trying to evaluate just who do you hang on to. They've got some really tough decisions with a couple of guys in the interior defensive line. When you start talking about David Onyemata and Grady Jarrett, two guys that have been very good football players in this league. And you've got one, in my opinion, who's the heart and soul of the team. A guy that, just doesn't set the tone in a game. He sets the tone in practice. He sets the tone in your off-season workouts, and that's Grady Jarrett. He's a guy that, when you start talking about culture and things of that nature, those are things that you don't really want to mess with and you want to make sure you maintain. And Grady Jarrett's going to be a big decision for them. I know he's due a lot of money, but there's a lot more involved than just stepping on the field. And Grady's a big part of that. I hope he's still, a part of this operation. But those are some of the decisions that they're going to have to make as far as personnel. Who do you re-sign? All those kind of things are being evaluated right now. What can you evaluate? You don't have a ton of draft picks. Who's coming back off injury? I think Ruka Roro has a chance to be a really good player. We don't know a lot about Brandon Dorlus, the other defensive lineman. And Braylon Trice, who got hurt in training camp, is a guy that you feel like he's going to be able to come back. DeMarco Hellams, a safety that I think, had he not gotten injured, I don't know that you go get Justin Simmons. I think that DeMarco Hellams was a pickup in the 7th round. So there's a lot of stuff there that sort out that I just kind of threw out there for you that they're all evaluating all that stuff.
Yeah, spending time on the Wait For It Duck Come Outline with David Archer. Always great to catch up with him at Falcons Radio Network. And he is social. Always find him at ArcherQB16, at ArcherQB16. Talk about the only 5 draft picks and what that really does to you. It puts a little pressure because you want those draft picks to count. You want to be able to look back and still say, hey, we knocked it out of the park. We hit a home run. But you only got 5 right now.
Yeah, you're right, Sam. And you got to hit it on the first two. I think I would venture to say, and I think a lot of teams would probably say this is not going too far off the beaten path here, that the first two picks need to be guys that come in and make a big impact. And I think that there was some that are a little concerned. I'm sure those that are on the periphery looking didn't get the impact out of your top picks that you'd like to have gotten this year. Aurora, I think, showed signs of being pretty good. And I think he has a chance to be a really good player. I really do. second-round draft pick out of Clemson from last year. And obviously, the Braylon Trice injury, you know, derailed that. He looked like he was going to be the goods coming off the edge. I think he would have been a nice complement to Ebba Cady coming off the edge. But, of course, the injury sidelined him. So I think you're looking at the first two picks. You're going to have to get guys that are going to come in and affect the team. And I know a lot of people are looking towards the edge rusher. There are some pretty good ones in this class coming up. There's some guys that are kind of some hidden gems. I know some people have talked about some of the names that are out there. I won't get into that right now. We'll start diving into that pretty soon. But there's some guys that have kind of showed their head a little bit when, you know, at the Senior Bowl and some places like that, that I think that could impact this team. And you're probably looking, Sam, at the three levels of the defense. I think you're going to probably have to maybe address all three levels. You know, we start talking about the defensive line, whether it's an edge rusher. Obviously, we talked about the Onyemata Grady Jarrett stuff and what you're going to have to do there from a defensive tackle standpoint. But the linebackers, you got a star in Caden Ellis. And you've got a workman-like guy and Landman, but there's some signing things you're going to have to do there to get guys re-signed. Or do you add a guy? Does Troy Anderson come back? He's been disappointing because of the injuries. And then the third level, like I mentioned, DeMarco Helms, I think he comes back from the injury. I'm not sure you have to do anything at safety. I know Richie Grant's a free agent. You've got some issues at corner. You know, D. Alford and Mike Hughes, their deals are up. So all three levels of the defense are going to have to be looked at, and I would think that that's probably where they're going to concentrate pretty hard.
All right, Dave, it's Noel here with you. And on the offensive side, I'm looking at Pete Briscoe's list of top free agents, and they have Drew Dolman listed number 7. What is the plans? What is the Falcons' plans for center? Are we keeping Drew Dolman? Are we moving on to Neusel? What do you think happens there?
I think they would like to keep Dolman. I think the continuity along the offensive line is going to be very important to them. I'm not sure where that number is. Obviously, Atlanta doesn't have a ton of money available for free agency. It'll be interesting to see just how sought after Drew Dolman is in free agency. I'm not sure that, Pete does a really good job of kind of breaking down some guys that might be interesting to other teams. I don't know where that would fall for Dolman. I think Dolman certainly coming back off the injury, got hurt in week 2, I think, and missed a couple of games. Neusel stepped in, played solidly. But when Dolman came back, I thought there was a pickup and how good we played up front. I think he's rounded into a solid center. Now, there are some good guys in the draft. Now, if you start talking about offensive linemen, centers, interior offensive linemen, and things of that nature, that if you decide to go that direction with one of your draft picks, you could potentially get a guy there. But I think Drew Dolman will certainly be someone they'll concentrate on trying to get back. Just don't know what that number is going to be. I do think he's an important piece, an important cog to the offensive line.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline, talking with Dave Archer, Falcons Radio Network, with us here talking Falcons football. And like I said, once again, he is social. You can find him at ArcherQB16, ArcherQB16. Speaking of QB, you know, we've established now who the starting quarterback will be for this team. We're not sure what happens with Kirk Cousins, whether or not whatever goes on, you know, with him. Talk about the importance of getting the right backup to go along with Penix, because he's still learning, he's still growing. You've seen this time and time again, but how important is it to have the right person there to whisper in his ear and to just be an extra set of eyes for him?
Yeah, I think it's important, Sam. I think that Penix is a little bit different guy. I think that he's a little bit more accomplished than your normal young quarterbacks, okay? And not that he doesn't have more to learn. He certainly does. And we saw him learn in just the 3 games that he played, you know, and his improvement over the 3 games. But, you know, playing 49 games in college, playing in some of the high-impact games he played in, the injuries he had to fight through, you know, he's probably wiser than his age would tell you. And I think that in talking to him, just some of the comments that he made on throws, why he did certain things, they belie his years a little bit. So I think that certainly you want a guy that's there that that you're going to be in meeting rooms with, because, you know, we think about just the game day stuff and a guy walking over and saying, hey, I saw this or whatever. It's the Tuesday through Friday stuff, the Monday through Friday stuff, where you're in meetings together. There's a comfort zone of being able to share information. There's the ability to if you've got a guy that's got some, normally you're going to put a guy there that's got some experience that can share, you know, some of the things that they've gone through. But I really think Penix is a little bit different animal than younger, some young quarterbacks. And I think that's why you saw Bo Nix play extremely well. He played, 60 games in college. You see Brock Purdy, how many games he played at Iowa State. You know, I just think that some of these guys that are staying in college a little bit longer are coming out and they're much more prepared to play. And because they're doing things at the college level that are mirroring what's going on in the NFL, and so they're coming in much more ready to go. And I think Penix is one of those kind of guys.
Yeah, yep. That's how I was looking. So from now leading up to draft time, it's going to be quite interesting. The combine, pro days, and then any other free agent moves. It's going to be an interesting time around the NFL, Arch, but especially for this Atlanta team.
Yeah, just within our own division. You know, when you start looking at what's going on in Tampa, what's Kellen Moore going to do, the new head coach in New Orleans, you know, with their quarterback situation, Derek Carr, and they've got some issues with their salary cap. How are they going to handle that to get back to being competitive and being a part of the mix in this division? Certainly Tampa is going to return their people, so we'll see how that plays out. And Carolina, the way they played at the end of the year against us, you know, I think that they go into the offseason on an uptick and feeling pretty good about themselves as they look to 2025. So as much as everyone wants to downplay the NFC South, I think that there are some teams, Atlanta, Carolina, maybe feel like they're starting to climb. And, you know, New Orleans trying to kind of figure it out, and Tampa's sitting at the top of the heap. So that's where you got to start. You know, how do we win our division? And that gets us into the postseason dance. But you're right, around the league, what's going on with the Raiders quarterback situation? Where's Russell Wilson going? What are they going to do in Pittsburgh? You know, there's a lot of stuff to follow. But I know all eyes are on Atlanta and these Atlanta fan base because of, you know, some guys here that are venerable names, the Grady Jarretts and people like that of the world. What's the organization going to do with those guys? Because those guys are really important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We'll be watching for that. Dave, we appreciate you spending some time with us. I see that your Cyclones are like in the top 10 right now. Maybe they're going to get into the dance and do some damage, huh?
Well, we're going to try to. Yeah, I think they're 19-5. They got Cincinnati this afternoon. It's a good team. They picked up a couple guys in the transfer portal that have helped them up front. They got two big guys that can play. They've got two, three guards. You could argue that they might have one of the top five or six teams in the country with their three-guard offense. So it's been fun to watch. DJ Otzelberger's been phenomenal. Take him to the Sweet 16, two of their first 3 years he's been there. And a lot of people like him to make a run here. We'll see what happens.
All right. We'll be watching. It is that time of year. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. Always great hearing from you, Dave.
Thanks, Sammy. Good to be with you. You take care, bud.
All right. That is Dave Archer spending some time with us talking about whether the list and things will be priorities for the Atlanta Falcons during this offseason as we work our way up toward the combine, the pro days, and then the draft, things for us to watch for. Appreciate that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.